Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We're getting closer to the weekend. We have finally reached Friday. February is, well, just about over. It is February 27th. We're at 6:04. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Tim Richards.
EMCs. Good morning to you, early morning crew. We appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. We have a lot of good things to get to, including the weather, which is going to be closer to 55 than 35 is a high today. So we're excited about that. Also, and we have this particularly pinned, it's Jen and Tim Show. We're all over social media. So on Facebook and on Instagram is really kind of the thrust of where the show lives and the thrust of where Star 102 lives. We're also on X as well. But on Facebook, we have pinned over the last week because we kicked it off last Friday. It's a Fish Fry Friday. So if there's anything over the next, hour or two, I guess it would be 2 hours because at 8:10 we will go through the list. I'm going to be apparently later on today, and I was texting my parents. There's a nice Knights of Columbus down towards the Akron area that I'm going to be partaking in.
Is that what
like a for like a $14 price point?
That sounds
Perch
wonderful.
And shrimp and two sides, and I'm like, okay.
Oh, so, and hanging out with your parents. That is Friday night.
Yeah,
not as nice as mine, but very nice.
What's
Electric Blanket Bridgerton? I mean, that's my entire weekend. It's all I can think about. I am giddy. I just want it to be tonight.
My. Mine is much better.
Mine includes dippy dudes. All I can think about is watching Bridgerton.
Tartar sauce.
So excited.
Let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
We take one guess a day. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. Who do you think he is?
EMCs, this is how you kick off the show for us. We appreciate that. 216-343-1021. Who's it going to be today? We'll find out in 3 minutes. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank goodness this bird battle is almost done. That would be next, but we would love your guess for dead guy in an envelope.
Okay, John Denver.
John Denver is not the dead guy in an envelope.
Thank you for listening and being an EMC. We appreciate that.
No problem. Love it.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. After this week, I might actually delete this. About an 80% chance. EMCs, we appreciate. We wanted to tell you this first because we have... And you may have known this by now. You may not have known this because I've talked about, to be perfectly honest, and EMCs, we can be honest here, right? This is a safe space. We're all friends here. You're a very, very special part of the Jen and Tim Show, the EMCs. I'm not sure how much I've talked about the bird bracket or the goose or anything this time of morning.
Well, now that I think about it, because we have a porch goose and we have a desk goose and we have been doing a bracket to name them. And you're right. I don't know that we have talked a lot about it at this EMC time.
We've hit on it here and there, but we have put it in your hands. We have a bird bracket. We had 8 names on each side, one for the smaller goose, one for the larger goose. Once again, the porch goose, the larger goose, the desk goose, the mini goose. So it's down to 8, which then today is going to be narrowed down to 4, but we'll reveal the 4 now, which means Monday morning we'll be down to 2, which are the names of the geese. I mean, that is going to be the finale on coming up on Monday.
So you want to announce the final 4 right now.
Yeah,
these are the
EMCs,
final 4 names.
Best.
Okay, for the large goose, it's Cheese and Winnie. Now, it makes more sense when you hear the smaller goose.
It'll make sense in a minute.
Minnie and Quackers. So basically, hopefully it's not like Cheese and Minnie and Winnie and Crackers. These go together. Cheese and Quackers, Winnie and Minnie. Winnie meaning I got the goose for my 2000th win in Trump Tui, and Minnie would be like the mini version of that. And then, of course, Cheese and Quackers because it's cute.
They're both, I wouldn't be upset with either of them. I was here earlier this morning. I mean, tallying all, we had 113 comments, which then on top of that are votes for either all 4 or 2 or write-in votes or anything else just to make it fair. But those are the final 4. And anything can happen. I mean,
it's a great final 4.
It is a great final 4, whether it's emails or DMs or anything else. So, we are going to get that posted here soon. Definitely the next half hour or something like that where you can vote. It'll be specifically a Jen and Tim Show on Facebook. And then we will never name anything again.
Never.
I think that might
literally
be.
Literally never.
Literally never is correct. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning, Tim and Jan.
Hey, how are you?
Well, I have sad news today because I love the name Quackers, but geese don't quack.
That's so funny. I saw a message. I don't know if it was from you or somebody else that said that they honk. They don't quack.
Oh.
They also call it like a bark.
Geese and honkers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our first two official votes both say Winnie and Minnie so far.
I feel like that might end up being the winner, but who knows? It's very early.
Yeah, it's not even 7 o'clock yet. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Coming up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So there's a popular influencer who posted a video that went viral because it sparked an interesting debate, and it's a debate that I didn't think we needed, and it reminded me of the foot scrubbing situation. I felt like that didn't need to be a debate, and it ended up being one. And this was kind of the same way in the comments. I just assumed everyone knew this, but it seems in the comments that they did not. So we're going to break it down.
This worries me.
I understand. I mean, once again, why would you need to scrub your feet? You're right. Why was that a thing?
Because they're dirty.
No, there's gallons of water that hit
no.
the feet. Yeah, you're right. That's actually a great point. Why would you need to scrub them? Why were we ever
that
talking?
That wasn't the point I made.
Oh, no, it wasn't the point.
Not what she's saying.
All right. That's next on Star 102.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
There is a popular influencer on TikTok. She goes by the name Tara Yummy. She has almost 10 million followers. And she's dating another influencer slash singer. His name is Jake Weber. And he has almost 7 million followers on the platform. So she posted a video 3 days ago that has since received 8.4 million views. And it was just a conversation she was having in her car with her boyfriend, Jake. And it sparked a major debate in the comments. Now, I will say, when I watched the video, I could tell that it was fake. Like, they've heard this from somewhere and were, like, making a joke of that situation. But all the comments made it seem like people were serious and believed it. And it sparked a debate in the comments. And here's the topic.
We should go toothbrush shopping.
Why? I don't need one. Do you need one?
Yeah, but, like, we should go, like, the both of us. Like, we should both get new toothbrushes.
Why? Toothbrushes are like a lifetime thing. I don't need one.
Ew. No.
We need a lifetime thing.
So he was making a joke of that someone actually believed that you have a toothbrush, you got a toothbrush. You don't really need to replace it often. Maybe like every 5 years or something. And like all the comments were saying that. Like, oh no, you just use it till it like all the bristles are gone. Like people in the comments are being serious.
Until those bristles get flat.
No.
I bet it's so, and I don't do that, but I bet, do we know how long a toothbrush is supposed to last if you're using it?
Feel like the real answer is probably very, like
3 months
or something.
Yeah.
I bet it's longer than you think. Like, I bet I hang onto my toothbrush and I guess it matches my feet. I bet that I hang onto the toothbrush longer than I should.
I don't know that you should say this out loud.
I'm serious.
No, I feel we all do. Like, we hang on a little longer, but not to the point where it's falling apart.
6 months do you hang onto that thing?
There's something I don't want to tell you. You're going to judge me.
You do it. You probably do it every week.
No, I don't.
Get the
I don't.
Pack of the
I
changing,
don't.
Well, yeah, this
ones.
Is a this is a great thing to get into because I understand now a lifelong toothbrush. I don't think they've
too
made
long.
The polymers for the bristles for that to happen. But what? You don't want to admit something? I can't wait for this.
I don't want you to judge me.
Oh man, next dirty mouth, dirty feet. We're all friends here, talking about toothbrushes. How often you replace those at Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. You were talking about on Stevie on the socials. A gentleman thought it was a lifetime brush.
Yep. One and done.
One and done.
Not a one and done. Here's what
especially
I think
if you're sick, you got to replace that thing.
Oh, yes.
Immediately. Like anything that has been around your mouth or the sheets or this, like you've just got to basically incinerate everything.
Yes.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say I have an electric toothbrush. So I replaced the heads on it, not the entire toothbrush. So I feel like it's not the same situation. And it there's like a blue color on it that like wears down. So it kind of tells you when to change. Have you seen that on
fancy.
A tooth?
I have. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's in Westlake. We don't have
one,
that.
But it doesn't have that.
You
but it's yeah. not like a fancy one.
I just feel like a 3 month feels right. No?
You feel like it or what?
I feel like
you,
it. I don't
so
know.
So you do it every 3 months. You
I would say ish. Okay. Like, yeah. Can't you just sense it? Like when the bristles start to get a little loose?
My Aunt Monica texts. She said, every dentist I've ever asked is 3 months. Have a great day.
She said 3 months?
There is no way I change my toothbrush that frequently. Is that dirty?
I don't know.
I feel like I'm the same. I mean, I change it a couple times a year, but I don't think it's every 3 months.
What causes you to change it?
The bristles, they're not as firm.
They loosen up.
They start to spread, you know, like when it looks.
Yes.
Have you seen a crusty
I'm very uncomfortable. You guys, you are very bristle aware.
Yes.
And by the way, I don't know. I don't even know what makes me change it. I just think to myself, oh, you know, it's probably a good time. I happen to be at Mark's in the non-food section. Let's go ahead. I need deodorant. Let me go ahead and grab a bristle. Oh, I am dirty. I don't know when I change it now.
You don't have an indicator of like time frame or anything.
You need to put it on your calendar every time you change it. Mark it.
Yeah, I need my dad to write it on his paper calendar.
Yes, we need to know.
He'll give you a reminder every time it's time to change.
Especially with your foot hygiene. Like, we need to know your tooth hygiene.
I need somebody. 216-343-1021. How often do you change your toothbrush? And we're all friends here. If it's every 3 years, it's every 3 years. Maybe it's every Winter Olympic Games and you're getting a new toothbrush. I need somebody. You know what? I think I change my toothbrush every year if I really think about it.
Once a year.
It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites.
I bet you're not alone in that. I bet other people do.
I just don't think people are changing. This is a great thing to bring up during Stevie on the socials. I mean, it's not a lifetime toothbrush.
No.
But I bet you don't change it. And maybe people do. Maybe I'm just way off. No less than 6 months.
So Coralia says, you get a new toothbrush every 6 months when you go to the hygienist to get your teeth clean. Yeah. That's when I change mine every six months.
That's fair. I just got one and I did get a new toothbrush. I just went to the dentist.
And you're using it?
I am using it.
You're using the new one.
Okay. I also have an electric one, but which I use, but since I have this one from the dentist, I feel like it's mouthful official. I mean, it came from.
Oh, because it's like the dental toothbrush. I don't think you should feel that. I bet they just get free stuff.
I wonder who has a better, which cleans better. Like if I went 6 months with just my electric or 6 months of just manually brushing, who has the better review in the 6 months?
Go ahead. My dentist told me, they asked what kind of toothbrush they use, and they said I should be using an electric.
But they still give
me a regular one when I leave, which I don't just, is it just like backup, just in case?
Yeah, that's a backup.
They
give you the travel brush.
My dentist said the same thing, which is why I switched to one. I want to read two more comments.
Yeah, good.
Cameron says every once in a while I pour a little cup of mouthwash and I run the toothbrush submerged in it. That kills anything in there.
He's clearly my cousin.
Clearly. Does it depend on which mouthwash
you're
using, probably?
Absolutely.
And what's in it?
Can't get generic on that one. You have to go all in.
Right. Sharon says, I change mine and my kids once a month.
So she's
fresh
mouth family.
Yeah. Wow. Very fresh.
Family. Good morning to you.
Good morning. It's Karen from Palmer Heights.
Karen, how long you keep your toothbrush?
Don't you get your teeth cleaned every 6 months? So I change it out every 6 months.
Oh, that makes sense. Because they give you a toothbrush at the dentist,
too. That toothbrush bag that they give you? Yeah. I'm still in my car from my visit over a year ago.
Stevie!
You got to take it out of there.
Every time I see it in the side of my car, I think I need to bring that inside.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I just went there. I had toothbrush. It has there we go. The floss. And then they're always trying to push Colgate on me. Like, man, I don't use Colgate.
Well, what do you use?
No, I don't think Crest. I get Crest, I think.
I get Sensodyne. I got sensitive.
You are sensitive.
Uh-huh. They do. They do try and push Colgate, and that is the worst toothbrush or toothpaste ever.
Yeah.
Colgate haters.
Yeah. Colgate.
Yeah.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is the Jen and Tim show. We're going to see some sunshine today and high 58 degrees. And some fish-eating weather. It's a fish fry Friday. I look forward to this every single week because you have the best suggestions ever.
I was so overwhelmed last week by the fish fry suggestions. I ended up not going to a fish fry.
I went to Long John Silver's.
I couldn't decide. Did you really?
I went to Long John Silver's.
Was it delicious?
I got the shrimp and fish combo or platter. And it came with hush puppies. And what did I get? Probably fries with that.
Sounds so good.
It's like $12. And it was packed. There was one in Menor. It is all. And it's obviously, it is the season. First, it's always packed.
Did you do an eat-in? Did you do an eat-in at Long John Silver's?
I did. I ate in my car on the way home.
Oh.
There was fish juice everywhere. It was worth it.
And don't crumblies, say fish juice.
The crumblies at the bottom of that box. You know. I mean.
Don't say fish juice.
Jen.
Hot sauce
for the hush puppies.
Listen. This is a completely different conversation. I know we've had it before. Stop. There are things you shouldn't eat in your car. Fish, one of them. Tacos Why? The other, because you eat tacos in your car all the time.
It's a little cheese in the belt. Why not fish?
I hate cheese in the belt. Well, first of all, the scent. Second of all, how are you holding fish and eating fish?
Well, it's just a piece. I mean, it's not like it's alive. It's just sitting there.
I didn't think it was.
It's just there breaded. It's easy to handle. The tacos and Big Mac is the next level. That's way too tough.
You eat a Big Mac too while you drive?
Fish Fry Friday. Do you have one? 216-343-1021. We would love to hear from you. Is there a church, a local restaurant, whatever it might be? We also have DMs to get to next. It is a Fish Fry Friday on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Let's get to it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Once I caught a fish alive. 6, 7, 8, 9,
what is that?
Then I let it go again. Why did you let it go?
What is this?
Cause it bit my finger, so which finger did it bite? This little finger on the right.
What is that?
Let's what figure we need some type of open for
that?
A Fish Fry Friday.
About a fish biting your finger?
I was kind of failing on the fish bed front.
I don't know that there's a... You've now said fish juice and fish bed all within 10 minutes. And I don't... What was that?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Once I caught a fish alive.
No.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then I let it go again. Why did you let it go? Cause it bit my finger so. Which finger did it bite? This little finger on the...
Well, somebody's heard that before.
No way! Where did you even find that? A fish bit your finger? It's about a fish biting a finger?
Somebody's definitely heard
Someone
that.
Someone catches a fish and
I
it bites their
fish
finger.
I just made Fish Fry Friday even better.
I don't know
Expect
that it
Expect that
did.
Every Friday morning.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that goes with the theme, just because it's about a fish?
Samoskis.
What?
In Valley City.
Oh.
And the Farmer's Table in Medina. Those are two suggestions on
that
a Fish Fry Friday.
That sounds great. I thought that's who sang the song.
I don't know who sings the song. That's just, there's several renditions of that song.
How did you even find that song? My goodness.
Odyssey is powerful.
The song?
It's an Odyssey. Find it through the, related websites.
That's great.
Eastland Inn and Berea. Okay. I was there. Shout out back in the day. Kevin, that's a good call. The Gray Wolf Tavern on State Road and West Oak Park in Cleveland. Stop up and try it. Corrine says that.
I'm sorry. I got so distracted by the song, I now can't find our fish fries
what
on
do you
our
think,
page.
What do you think Rick Grain, top fan Rick Grain, suggested?
Rusty Barrel.
Rusty Rick suggested Rusty Barrel and Lakewood Elks.
Yeah.
Is he part owner there or something? He always suggests Rusty Barrel.
I don't know, but I have never had a fish fry there.
They're known for their wings, right?
I was going to say, I've had the wings because of Rick, and they were delicious. So maybe that's a mix. It's right there in Westlake.
We need either more fish fries, 216-343-1021, or one human that has heard that song before.
Nobody has heard that.
216-343-1021.
No
or you can
way.
Shoot us a DM, Jen and Tim Show, on Instagram, on Facebook. Your DMs and phone calls are next.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Once I caught a fish
playing it again.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then I let it go again. Why did you let it go? Cause it bit my finger so. Which finger did it bite? This little finger on the right.
So you think that's the fish fry theme song for us now?
It is for this week. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. The fish fries are rolling in.
Well, I got to tell you this, though, because Cameron
Swimming
said,
in?
Cameron said I listened to that song thousands of times when my daughter was young, Cocomelon. He said maybe tens of thousands. But when you played it just now, I had the most confusing reaction that was wildly flipping between blubbering nostalgia or driving straight into the lake. My kids never watched Cocomelon. Maybe that's why I never heard that song.
Oh, that was great.
That is something. And of course,
it's
that
just
is
enhancing
something.
The Fish Fry Friday. That's all I was trying to do.
Kamara said she's definitely heard that song a whole bunch of times too.
Okay.
Sorry. So I guess apparently you found a song that people know and hate.
Well, maybe it sticks around then. Spuddy's Men Are on the Lake. Dory says that. I've been to Spuddy's before. It's.
Val says.
You can get your perch dinner for $14.95 or for $3 more than all you can eat.
Oh, you it's have Spuddy's. Been there.
It used to be a dollar more. Now it's $3.
Did you do the $3 more?
I would, when I would go there with my father-in-law and my mother-in-law, we would sit down and let's say it was $14.95 and the all you can eat for the perch dinner. And all you can eat was a dollar more. My father-in-law would tell my mother-in-law, like, it's a dollar. She's like, no, I can only eat one dinner. I don't need all you can eat. He said, it's a dollar bill.
get the dollar
get
mark.
The all you can eat. So I actually sent that to her yesterday, and I said, my father-in-law, I said, if he, you know, he would have, this would give you some space as opposed to like just the dollar to the $3.
Oh my goodness.
But so yeah, I just noticed that yesterday. They put it on their socials.
So we also got a recommendation, fish sandwich and spaghetti with white clam sauce available through Lent. Pizzazz Pizza Mayfield. Okay, Pizzazz is delicious. Yingling battered haddock fries.
What?
Homemade old school coleslaw and homemade tartar. Listen, as a Pizzazz fan, they have the most delicious food, so I can imagine their fish fries delicious. And if there's spaghetti, you know it's good.
Peg says Westside Irish American Club. Tracy Lynn says St. Ambrose in Brunswick. St. Thomas in Sheffield Lake. That's from Top Fan Carol. I mean, these are just a few of the ones that are coming in, so we're going to continue this. It's a Fish Fry Friday. We're looking for places to go, some places you know. Either brag about the place you love, or it's a good reason to listen for something new. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It is a Fish Fry Friday. We get a lot of great suggestions.
Marianne says, since Tim is in Mentor, the St. John Vianney fish fry is really, really good.
Yeah, that's right. I know right where that's at, right where that church is at, and I've never had the fish fry. They have a great festival every year, but I've never gone there, so I appreciate that. Kaylee says, Nora's in DTW. Eastsiders know it's downtown Willoughby, and the Harp.
Oh! I hate you. I asked him a million times. I said, what is DTW? Is that downtown? What's DTW? And I kept thinking, man, down the what? What is it?
Yeah, it's actually Nora's and Down the Water. Oh. And Harp. No, it's downtown Willoughby.
Yeah. Well, that makes much more sense now.
And then the Harp. Can you believe, by the way, I don't think I've ever been to the Harp in all these.
No, and it's been here forever.
Yeah, I know right where it's at. I've driven back. I never thought about that.
You should go to the Harp. Turns out.
St. Mary of Assumption in Mentor. You know these churches. I don't care if it's east side, west side, south. It doesn't matter where it's at. I bet these churches, good price point, a lot of food. That's what part, right?
And that's what we're looking for.
That is what we're looking for. All right, so do you have a fish fry for us?
No, I'm calling about the song.
Thank you.
I'm pretty sure it used to come on Barney back in the day, and I've definitely heard it. Tell Jen this is Coach Aday, her son's coach. And
Coach
I've definitely
Aday!
Heard this song before.
She's right here.
I'm right here.
And someone who's heard the song before.
Oh, my gosh. Tim played that, and I was like, what in the world? I have never heard this, and why is a fish biting your finger?
It's supposed to be like a song for kids to learn, like, learn their numbers.
Oh,
and
my
it's like,
goodness.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Once I caught a fish alive. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then I let him go again. Why did you let him go? Because he bit my finger. So, yeah.
It's 34 degrees in Vermilion. That's our star city. These are the three things you need to know today. A new riverfront amphitheater coming to the flats. Seats 6,200 people. It will be run by Live Nation and host concerts. It's the first. I just lost track of my story. I am so sorry.
It's the first new venue in 20 years.
Thank you.
Is that what it was going to be?
Yes.
I knew it.
Oh my God. It's in here somewhere.
That was a great tease. It's the first coming up at 8:53.
It's the first music venue built in the city in over 20
years. I thought an alert came up or something. I've never seen
you. I don't know what just happened to me. I am so sorry.
You were blown away by Live Nation and this new venue, and you remember Tower City Amphitheater back in the day.
Yes.
And all the meet and greets we used to have and everything. It took you down memory lane.
It really did.
And you just paused.
I did.
We all understand that.
That's literally exactly what just happened. So thank you for explaining my brain to everyone.
Okay. I am here for you.
Woo.
Paramore. We met Paramore there.
Yes.
The list goes on and on. A nice Keen was there back in the day.
A nice Keen. Shinedown. I remember interviewing Shinedown there. Elliot Yameen from American Idol, Good Times, OAR.
That song's next.
I wish. All right, Time has released its Women of the Year for 2026. There are 16 women. I was just trying it again.
This will be a new three things you need to know. You stop mid-story. Somebody has to call and finish
Someone has to figure out what I was about to say. I am so sorry for that. Okay, on the list, Teyana Taylor, Mariska Hargitay, Brandi Carlile, and Ulta CEO Keisha Steelman. Burger King giving the Whopper a makeover, its first in nearly a decade. The burger now gets a better bun, better mayo, and a new box to stop it from getting smushed in the bag. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.